Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Debut pod, are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah?
Let's do this.
What are we calling it? I can't remember what we're even calling this thing.
The one where it all started.
Oh, something like that.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Oh, hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
The one where it all began. We're telling you, well, pretty much about our lives. We're saying hello. We're also talking about Valentine's Day and everything surrounding love, loss, life, and mostly Lucy's disastrous love life.
Oh,
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Was that Barack Obama at the end then?
What?
I don't know. The guy who produced that, I was like, oh, we'll shove something spicy at the end. He shoved the President of the United States' voice at the end of that. I just want to say thank you, Barack Obama, for fully endorsing our brand new Luke and Lucy FM podcast.
Cheers, Barack. We appreciate it.
So, if you've never listened to us before, I'm Luke Marsden. And I suppose if you have to sum myself up in a sentence, it would be, I was on Big Brother, which is a reality show here in England 8 years ago. Feels like 80 now.
Really? You've not mentioned it about 8,000 times?
And you, Lucy. Okay, how are we summing you up in a sentence?
I'm Lucy. I'm a former journalist, now working PR and...
Drink a lot. That's
yeah.
It. That's how I'd sum you up in a sentence.
That is a good summing up of me.
Lucy and I met each other on a night out about 6 years ago now.
Ages ago, yeah.
From what I remember, you came on to me and I was a bit like...
I did not come on to you. You wish.
How I remember is I'd
that
had a few...
That did not happen.
I'd had a few vodka cranberries and I remember talking to you about a cat stuck up a tree story. You was doing for the paper you used to work for. And Amber, you're touching me like, on my hand. I kept thinking, like, who does she think she is?
You are lying. Do not believe this guy.
The thing is, though, like Lucy, Valentine's Day is coming up. And I just think to myself, I'm at the point in my life now where Valentine, I have to take a bit more seriously than just going getting a curd from Curd Factory and writing, roses are red, violets are blue, I will always love you in it.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, you are in a serious long-term relationship now, Luke.
Oh, see. 3 years.
Pull your finger out a bit more.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, my girlfriend, I don't know if she won't listen to this, hopefully, so I don't know whether or not, you know, do you not think Valentine's about the stage now where it's so commercialised that you're actually repulsed by any sort of jewellery advert on telly?
Definitely. I hate Valentine's Day. Why should you have one day of the year confessing you love to someone? Why not do it every single day if you love someone?
But, you know, you've been in love before, I think, Lucy. Have you? Did you tell them every day that you loved them? Did you say it?
Yeah. Well, it was a long time ago. I can't remember.
It was a few decades ago now, wasn't it? Dinosaurs roamed the earth, I think.
I think it was about 5 years ago now.
Since you last said I love you.
A long time. Yeah. It was a lot. Well, obviously I said to my mum and dad.
This is a bit deep. We recorded this after the radio show on a Saturday morning, so it's a bit deep for quarter to 10 past 10 on a Saturday morning.
Anyway, let's sum it up. I would say, yeah, every day.
You say. So anyway,
do you not say it every day too?
Yeah. I think I do say every day, but I notice I say it a lot now first and she waits
she
for me to say it.
It.
No, she says it, but only when I say it first. So if you are listening, Phoebe, there you go, I've named you, then it'd be great. You know, it'd just be great to hear I love you back. I'm just, you know, first or whatever.
Well, you might be getting dumped soon.
I asked you to do some research before the podcast. I said, put your finger out, Lucy. Do some actual research. So you've got some Valentine's statistics.
I do have a few statistics. Are you ready for this?
Okay. So are these real or you've made these up?
No, it's real. I got them off a website. So
that's a stir, because 49% of statistics are made up on the spot.
So the number of Valentine's Day cards exchanged annually is 180 million. Do you know, I haven't had a Valentine's Day card for about 2 years now.
Globally?
3 years.
Is this globally? 180 million Valentine's. How many paper cuts is that?
180 million?
180 million Valentine. And this, the card industry's... Are you recent to these stats?
I've no idea, you know.
They say the card industry's dead.
Well, obviously not. I love a good card. Yeah. I think... If it's my birthday, don't get me wrong, I love presents, so you can all still buy me presents.
But for Valentine's Day, they're awful. Like, genuinely, I've been looking for my girlfriend, and the card selection is absolutely diabolical.
Well, I don't know. I've not looked for them in ages.
Well, you'll not need one.
I like getting funny cards, though. So, are you trying to think of some I love you?
No, I'd prefer to get one of these online things where you can type your own message. And a picture of us together on
like a
yacht.
Like a moon pig.
Not that I've been on a yacht. Like a moon pig. Yeah, any other. They don't sponsor us, by the way, moon pig. I just want to say, if you do want to sponsor us, please drop me a tweet at Luke Marsden and yeah, we'll sort that out.
What percentage of men do you think purchase flowers for better half?
Since dating my girlfriend, I've been really getting into flowers.
Getting into flowers?
No, I mean, I'm not going to the Chelsea flower show this year, but what I'm saying is that I've been buying more and more flowers. She likes flowers.
Okay. Okay, who doesn't like flowers?
What percentage of men buy flowers for Valentine's Day?
Guess.
I would say 60% of men.
A little bit more than that.
70% of men?
73%.
73% of men buy flowers for Valentine's Day. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really good. Where are my flowers? Men. I've never been bought flowers for Valentine's Day.
Have you ever been bought flowers ever?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that was a long pause.
It was a long pause.
Oh, that's awkward.
Once. But just not on Valentine's Day.
That is awkward.
I know.
You've never been bought flowers on Valentine's Day.
It's a bit mean.
If anybody's listening right now, and we hope you were actually listening.
Please buy me flowers.
Please tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM and maybe find out Lucy's home address. You can stalk her if you want. Well, you know, you need a stalker, Lucy. That'll be exciting for you on Valentine's Day.
I've just lost my previous stalker. I do need a new one.
What's the worst Valentine's present you've ever received?
I don't think I've ever received a bad
one. A Valentine's present.
Although I do know my friend got a little 20p necklace from one of those machines.
So what? So you know, like those in Blackpool where you put like 3p in?
Yeah. It's the thought that counts though, right?
But the thought though is there has been no thought gone into that. That's
well,
what that
on.
Means.
What are you getting your girlfriend this year?
Well, okay, I really hope you're not listening to this because this is going out before Valentine's Day, so this will ruin it. So I might have to tell her to stop listening at this point.
Yeah.
We were in Manchester last week and we were in the, is it Swarovski crystal?
Swarovski.
Whatever. You can tell I don't go in there a lot. And I went in there and there was a display of like limited edition glass crystal ornaments. Disney have got a new Frozen one out. It's like 500 quid. And Winnie the Pooh has a little piglet, glass piglet. I'm going to buy that.
So you've got her a statue.
What, no,
for Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's not a statue.
Awful.
It's not a statue. It's a crystal pig.
That is the worst present I could ever imagine being given on Valentine's Day.
So first of all,
would rather not have a boyfriend.
Well, you don't have a boyfriend, and maybe for this lack of gratitude that you don't actually have one. If a guy gave you a crystal piglet,
a crystal pig. I think I'd throw it back at him.
Well, that would hurt because it's crystal.
Yeah, that would be a bit tight. I wouldn't throw it back at him, but I just like tuck it away in a drawer.
In your opinion, is that an awful Valentine's?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, not awful. The thought's there.
But the thing is, I have actually put thought. I'm going to put thought into it. I've not got it yet, though.
And if she really liked it then, she'll probably love it when you give it to her.
Oh, no.
Where would she put it, though? Where do you put a crystal pig?
Like a... She has a shelf, maybe, but you need the sunlight to hit the pig, I suppose. Because if the sunlight kind of doesn't hit the crystal, it's not gonna go down that way.
Pigs need sunlight. I
might have to rethink this. Actually,
actually bought it?
Well, I can cancel the order.
Oh, so it was an online.
Should I check if the money's come out of my account? Have you got any more Valentine's stats?
Yeah, so I've got a few more. Guess how many women, you'd be shocked at this actually, they'd actually end the relationship if they didn't get anything for Valentine's Day.
I would say 20%.
No, more.
More than 20% of women end the relationship on Valentine's Day.
More than half of women end the relationship if they don't get anything.
Oh my, 50% of women?
Yeah.
53% of the female population end the relationship on Valentine's. That is absolutely...
Sure,
you as a race are disgusting.
I'm sure once I had a boyfriend not that long time ago and I didn't get anything for Valentine's Day.
Back when the Ice Age happened.
But when we got a takeaway, I was happy with that.
What takeaway was it?
Some people spoke Chinese.
It was a Chinese takeaway. Really, oh, he treated you on Valentine's to
I think we chucked it.
Bit of egg fried. Well, that's even worse. He can't even treat you to some prawn crackers on Valentine's Day.
Bless him.
What happened to him? What happened to that relationship?
It just didn't work out.
Did he dump you, or did you dump him?
No comment.
Awkward. I've just checked my online banking.
Fair, though, I think I preferred that than having a big fancy dinner.
Have you been out for a fancy dinner?
Yeah, like I had, there was another one, and it took me
out. This on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, like this huge posh restaurant in Manchester.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then we went to this spa weekend. I just didn't feel comfortable. Like, this restaurant was full of loads of other couples. It felt really staged.
Staged, as though it was a set?
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy it at all?
To be fair, I didn't enjoy him either. So, I'd rather be at home, chilling out, watching a nice film with a nice takeaway.
Did he pay for the meal?
Yeah.
Although, what are you complaining about? You got
it's
fed.
It's cringy, though. Like, it's like Valentine's Day. People expect you to have to go out and do something. Why?
Well, shouldn't I tell you that the worst Valentine's... I mean, I regret this. Anyway, I'm still paying for it now. I've just checked, by the way. Crystal Pig money hasn't come out yet, so maybe I'll cancel Crystal Pig.
I say cancel.
Tweet us. Let us know. You think I should cancel it? There's still time. At Luke and Lucy FM. So when you're listening to this, wherever you were right now, you're thinking, Luke, Crystal Pig, yay or nay, let me know. At Luke and Lucy FM. And
it's going to be nay.
The worst Valentine's present was when I came out.
You bought someone.
Yeah, I bought someone. I came out of Big Brother in 2008. So I had a bit of change, a bit of cash on me. And I spent £5,000 on a Peugeot 306 car.
What?
So I think it's a Peugeot 306.
Are you being serious?
For Valentine's Day. I got a giant red bow on it the girl I met in Big Brother.
Was it her in Big
Brother? Yeah, it was. I don't want you to say a name. If you say a name, we're cancelling it. I'm going to stop Luke and Lucy.
Voldemort.
We're not going to be. Yeah. I spent £5,000 on a car.
Wow.
It took me 2.5 years to pay that off. Was you just about to say on a
Peugeot? No, not at all. I had a Peugeot, a really cute Peugeot.
Was it £5,000?
Do you know, I think it was more than £5,000
to get you a car for Valentine's, the amount of things you'd do to that lad.
Very appreciative.
At least somebody would be.
Very appreciative.
How very?
Very.
Oh, right, I get where this is going.
Shut up.
You'd make... Jesus. Have you seriously just thrown that?
I didn't mean to do that. Okay.
I suggested doing a podcast. I can't believe you just thrown a highlighter at me.
Straight in the eye.
I didn't sign any. You
really
could have cracked
sorry.
My glasses.
They're not cracked, though. They're all good, right?
You know what? No, it's, no,
can't
it's,
even see.
No, it's probably. I can't believe you just done that, Lucy. If these break, we're going to go to Specsavers after the show and you go buy me a new burr.
Specsavers.
Seriously, I can't. I'm too flustered to talk. We're going to. We've got a bit of an expert on the phone. She's
a body
language expert. She's down the phone and
she's
I'm going to get.
Phone.
Yeah, well, she's on a train right now. So if the signal's really bad, that's why. We're going to get Judy James on the show, on the pod, and basically she's going to tell us, Valentine's Day, is it that much of a rip-off? Should we be very concerned? Let's give her a call.
Let's ring her.
Finally got her on the phone. Right, after what was me editing out the bit where we cut her off after she said hello. On the phone there, on the debut Luke and Lucy FM, it is the very brilliant Judy James. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Oh, thank you. I'm so impressed and excited.
You're impressed? Why are you impressed?
Well, it's just, as I say, I'm probably not the first, but I feel like the first. So, yeah.
You're the first on Luke and Lucy FM.
Yeah, you were, Judy. This is our first podcast, and we've been talking, Judy, about Valentine's Day and just kind of some of the disasters. In fact, you might actually be able to understand what I'm saying, but I've just said, Judy, that I purchased a car for a girl that I met on Big Brother on a Valentine's Day. The year later, it all went pear-shaped.
Can we guess who it was as well?
Don't say a name, Judy.
Please guess who it was.
I'll hang up. Don't say a name.
I'd hate to think where that card ended up. But, the problem with Valentine's Day is that whatever you do, you're very likely to make a mistake. I mean, you'll either make a mistake that somebody will never speak to you again, or you're going to make the type of mistake where the partner will grit their teeth and pretend it was a really nice romantic gesture, but kind of tuck it away in their brain as... actually, this is horrible and they've done completely the wrong thing. Yeah. And I will tell them about it. And so it's, I honestly, I actually feel sorry, more sorry for men.
Thank you, Judy.
I do feel sorry for men, Judy.
You need to kind of understand something deep in our psyche that even we don't understand in terms of what we like. That is very true,
to be honest.
Yeah. So, Judy, the classic mistake is underwear. I mean, I don't know if you've ever made that mistake.
Don't
even go there. Yeah. I mean, number one, it's always seen as a present for the guy rather than the girl. It's kind of, you want me to wear this? I'm supposed to enjoy it.
I think it's insulting.
It's deeply insulting. And also, you will never pick right with the size, because if you pick the right size, it's wrong. Yeah. And I'll just warn you about that, because it won't be the size possibly that she wants to be.
Because then she'll think that, why do you not think I'm like less skinny than this?
Yeah, but I mean, you have to be realistic.
Did you not think I was size zero, you know? Yeah. Or you buy size zero and she can't get a leg in it, and then, you know, you'll get the tears and everything like that. Or you do that really awful thing that guys do, which is you get something that she likes and fits, and then over dinner you say, oh yeah, you know, I got the woman in the shop to sort of, I talked it through with her, and then we think that you've been chatting up some woman in the lingerie department.
That is very true. To be fair, guys can never win.
Well, can I just say, I mean, obviously I kept quiet during that entire, what was an attack on the male race that I just want to say.
I'm feeling sorry for you.
Judy, I'm enjoying you being on here.
But I just think, Judy, I mean, one, I would never buy lingerie. I mean, there might be guys out there listening to this thinking, well, I've always bought my bird something, but I haven't...
The fact that you just called them birds.
Well, you know, exactly. I just think it is risky, Judy. I don't think I would buy lingerie pure for the fact that, one, I mean, there's all those, there's weird kinds of it. No, there's that one with holes at the front, and then there's like the dental floss variations. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just... No. I mean, do you find, Judy, that Valentine's Day, because I feel as though, even though my girlfriend and I have said, listen, let's not go crazy, I still feel a lot of pressure to like, perform in a way. You've got to get something decent.
He's buying her a crystal pig, Judy.
No!
Crystal pig!
You buy that for old aunties, sorry.
Exactly! Thank you!
Oh, well, yeah, I knew Judy wouldn't agree. Judy, but I mean, should you find that it's becoming, because obviously it's becoming way more commercial, even with Twitter and Facebook, they're ramming down adverts about Valentine's, the commercialisation, too much pressure now?
Well, I suppose there is. I think it's always been a bit like that, but I mean, don't ever believe a woman that says, oh no, don't get me anything, because that's one of the great lies.
Yeah, they always want something.
And don't ever discuss with your girlfriend, or actually, I have to say, I think there's nothing wrong with women treating the guys at Valentine's either.
Yeah. Thank you, Judy.
It's a leap year this year as well, isn't it? So even more so to treat the guys.
Very scared men going out on Valentine's night now. But
I know.
Yeah, don't ever sort of say, oh, well, you know, I love you all the year round, so I don't need to sort of pander to this commercialism, because that just is the opposite to romantic. So that won't work. And the other thing is, and this is ghastly, and so many guys try it, don't pretend to have forgotten.
Oh,
you know, that kind of...
Yeah.
You let her stew all day and then suddenly take her... It doesn't matter where you take her.
It
that
does
evening.
Not work.
She's in a mood. You know, horrible.
There's, to be honest though, at this day and age, I mean, Facebook, for crying out loud, reminds you that it's your auntie who's died's birthday 5 years ago.
It
so there's
does.
No excuse not to remember Valentine's Day this year. I just feel as though, like, I just, if there's any guys out there listening right now, and I hope there are, I just want them to think, you know what, guys, just go to the garage and buy you some roses.
No. Forecourt flowers are, I'm sorry, I don't want to make any forecourts go bust on the back of this, but that is such a dreadful afterthought. And you know, when they've run out, so you buy charcoal briquettes or something, you know. I mean, I remember somebody years ago saying, yeah, I went to get flowers on the way here, but they'd run out, so I bought you a packet of biscuits. I mean, really, that's not going to work, is it?
That
really
is bad.
Can we spare a moment as well for all the singletons out there?
I mean, that's another thing, Judy, as well. Lucy's been single for about 30 years.
I just think,
Judy, you know, like, single people on Valentine's Day. And I remember when I was in a relationship previous that I won't mention, I mocked people who were single on Valentine's Day. And I have quite a few single friends.
Quite harsh.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was a harsh person back then. And,
still
are. And I think to myself, Judy, like, single people Valentine's Day, it's just another day, right? Or it should be.
Well, no, because it's a great pulling opportunity. I mean, because there's so many people out there that are feeling the same, mooching around bars and clubs and things.
Yeah.
And actually, they've got that slight air of desperation as well. You know,
that's Lucy.
Do you know what? I was just going to say, last year, I just went out for an hour or so with my friends, and one of the other girls who is in a relationship, who I won't mention any names, turned around and said to me, "Oh, I wouldn't go out if I was single on Valentine's Day. It's so desperate." So
no, but you'll meet desperate people. You know, I mean, I'm not, at least, sorry, that sounds wrong. I'm not saying you need to.
We know what you're doing on Valentine's Day, Junior.
I'm loitering anyway, mate. No, it's people are actually in that mindset where they're thinking, I don't want to be alone next year. You know, so it's quite a good. They're quite determined to sort of meet the right person, or even the one. You can go around with a big T-shirt on saying, "I'm the one." You know, I mean,
you should, Lucy. You should. Genuinely, that might help.
And just one thing, all those smug couples that are sitting there holding hands over the table, don't always assume that they're happy either. They're probably quite fed up with their partner by then and wanting at the end being
true.
The single. Yeah.
A lot They've of people settle, don't out. They? Yeah. Well, they do. We're going deep now.
Deep. Judy, before we let you go, Lucy shared a story on our radio show this morning, and I feel as though it would be an absolute travesty if we didn't share it on the podcast. So I'd like to keep you on the phone, Judy, while Lucy tells you this story about what her and her friends witnessed last night and what you think might be happening. Lucy.
Yeah, so this makes me very glad to be single, if I'm being honest, because it's put me off men for life.
No.
Just chilling at my friend's last night, and she's got like an open, there's a few of us girls, she's got like an open kitchen, diner, living room thing. So we're watching TV, having a few drinks, having some chocolate. Next minute, my friend starts screaming. So I'm like, what? Turn around, and you can see out the French doors that she's got at the back, the guy opposite in the next house, full, you can see his bathroom, there's a big window to his bathroom, naked, full frontal to the window, literally stood there with his everything dangling out. But he was in there for about half an hour.
So
what
my
do you
question,
do for half an hour naked?
What do you do, Judy, in
the
bathroom for half an hour? Did he know, do you think, that he was being watched by a group of hyenas?
Oh my goodness, I'm really hoping this wasn't where I live, because it was my other half I'm about to listen, I've got friends where we go and visit them for dinner, and we're all waiting for the lights going at the house at the end of the road so that a naked guy appears. I think it seems to be a feature of many streets, actually, and as long as you set your watch so you can run over and have a look.
It was so funny. It was like he knew we were watching. It was full onto the window, like... Everything.
You're trying to pretend that you actually were watching. You see that?
Of course we were.
Yeah, she's been single for 2 years. Of course she was watching. Judy, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. We should get you on every week. I mean, this has been brilliant. Judy, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Judy.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Judy. See you later. Bye. How nice was Judy Jones?
She is lovely.
She's just absolutely fantastic. We could have been there all night talking
to
Judy Jones.
To be fair.
All day. Listen, before we get this podcast to 40 minutes and people have to listen in for like three different segments, we're going to leave it this week. It's been our debut podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Luke and Lucy FM. We are going to be back next week unless we decide this has been an absolute write-off and cancel it.
Well, yeah, we hope you enjoy it anyway.
And if you do, tell your friends, tell your mum, tell your dog. And if you're single on Valentine's Day, the perfect remedy is to listen to this.
And go out for singletons. Desperate night.
Download this on iTunes and check out our Audio Boom. That's audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Here's Marcus to see us out. We'll see you next week on Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, this is a bit where you start clapping.
See you later.
Yeah, go on, Lucy, start clapping.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.